First, let me just start off by saying thank you to the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame Committee. Congratulations to Mark Lee. You know, in 1999, when I got drafted by the Green Bay Packers, I could not have ever imagined myself going into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. It's a true testimony of my journey on and off the field. Something that I can always look back and be able to tell my kids that he accomplished something great. Sometimes words can't even express how you feel. But it's truly been a blessing to now be among the greatest players that have paved the way for us to play this game. And to be among those great icons and legends is truly something special. And when you mention all these great legends, like Bart Starr, Vince Lombardi, Curly Lambeau, Ray Nitschke, I mean, that list goes on and on and on. And now to be among some of those great guys that I've played with and had the pleasure of also playing against, it's something that I'll be able to cherish for a very long time. So I want to say again, thank you for this induction. It's truly something special.
And at this point, we'll open up to questions for Donald Driver. Donald, Doug Wilson calling from WTMJ. Congratulations.
Thank you.
When you were making your opening remarks, you had talked about accomplishing something great as a seventh-round draft pick in 1999 out of Alcorn State. Was there a moment, a turning point, a game where you felt like, yes, I was accomplishing something great and this day could have been possible?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it ever came to that moment where you think that this could ever happen. You know, I think these are the things that we always wish and hope that you could accomplish one day. I think everybody that walks and put on that green and gold uniform, they hope to one day be in the Ring of Honor. They hope to one day be in the Packers Hall of Fame. I mean, I think everybody hopes and dreams that. But those dreams don't always come true. So I think the day that I realized that I had a chance and I had opportunity is the day the Green Bay Packers drafted me.
All right, next question for Donald.
Hey, Donald. Wes Hockowitz from Packers.com. Congrats on your honor again. Wanted to ask you, you mentioned that journey that you were on, you know, over this, you know, 20 years now it's been. When you look at now having this honor to kind of, you know, galvanize all that, what does that mean to you? And was there a point at all when you did retire that you thought about, you know, actually being able to join? You know, you look at Brett, now Chad last year, and Nick Collins, and being among those all-time greats from your playing days as well?
I think so. I think I did get to a point then when I got ready to retire, and you start to think that, you know, you could be one of those guys that go into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. Now, did I know when that call or that selection would come? No. I'm blessed and honored to say that to be on the first ballot is truly something special. Most guys would have to wait it out a little bit longer. So I have to take my hat off to the committee. I think they saw what I've done on the field as well as off the field to receive this honor. And so I'm going to cherish this moment for the rest of my life. This moment, you know, I've always said this, is that if I never, ever got into, like, the NFL Hall of Fame, if I ever get into the Packer Hall of Fame, that was good enough for me. So to receive this honor is special.
Thank you.
Another question for Donald.
Hey, Donald, it's Bill Huber from Packer Report. Congratulations. You got very emotional during your introductory remarks. Why? I mean, I'm sure you saw this coming, but why so emotional?
I think it's just because, just because of all the things that I've accomplished. From a child growing up to being the first one in my family to graduate from college, to get drafted and to have a successful career, and then to go on and achieve all the success with three beautiful kids, amazing wife. These things you can't take for granted. They're priceless. So this moment is something that I'll be able to share, that my kids can one day tell their kids and be able to always come back and be able to watch and walk in the Lambo and be able to know that their dad did some amazing things, but not just on the field, but off the field as well.
Anything further for Donald?
Donald West, Hodkowitz again from the Packers.com. Obviously, you go back to the retirement ceremony and how special that was doing it at the atrium and seeing the turnout that you had from, you know, the city of Green Bay. Is that special again to be able to have another chance to kind of embrace that in terms of how they've kind of, you know, taken you in and obviously the history that you've developed now with, you know, the fans of this area?
I'll say this, is that I've always said the fans is what make me go. They are the heart and soul. When I'm out there on that field, my heart beats for them. Every catch is for them. Every block. I mean, everything I do is for the fans. When I got done playing, you know, I wasn't ready to retire. But I owed it to the fans to put the cleats on the shelf, because I promised them that I would never wear another uniform but the green and gold. Did other teams call and ask me to, you know, come play for them? Of course. But I had to show my loyalty to the fans and my respect. They respected me in 1999 to take me in with open arms and support me throughout my career. So I had to give it back to them. And that's why I walked away from the game, knowing that it wasn't a choice that I made alone. It was a choice of beat my family and the fans. So it was a great choice that I made, and now look where I'm at today.
All right. Final question for Donald.
Hey, Donald. Doug Russell again. You've transcended yourself from being a football player to really being more of a, for want of a better word, a Wisconsin celebrity. You're one of the most recognizable former Packers, former athletes that this state has ever seen. How did you transcend yourself from being, I don't want to say just an athlete, but we'll say it, just an athlete, to being, you know, someone that is that instantly recognizable figure, you know, someone who, you know, winds up winning Dancing with the Stars, you know, along the way?
I just think you have to be true to yourself, and you have to be authentic, you have to be real. And I think for me, that's what I am. I don't consider myself this hero, this big celebrity. I consider myself a human being, and I treat people like I want to be treated. And so when I'm walking in the state of Wisconsin, I'm in the airports, I'm, you know, at Kohl's department store, wherever I may be, then, and I see a fan, I treat the fan just like I want to be treated. I give them hugs, I shake their hand, I take pictures, I sign autographs. You just got to be true to who you are, and I think you can't be no better than them. And I think that's what's made me special, is that I don't think I'm higher than them. They have put me on a pedestal. The fans did that, not myself. And I appreciate that. I appreciate them putting me that high. But when it comes to reality, I'm just like them. I'm just a normal human being. And that's why you want to, this honor is something not just for myself. It's for the fans. And now the fans can sit back and say, this guy has done it all. And what else is next for him? But every time I've went into the Hall of Fame, it was all because of the fans. The SWAC Hall of Fame I went in, it was for the fans. the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame, I addressed that it was for the fans. The Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, it's going to be for the fans. Just because my name and my face is on that plaque, that statue, that ball, it's all for the... I didn't do it myself. And the only way I can get up there is by them. So if the fans are listening, or I love them. And I'm going to be there for them, and we're going to celebrate this moment together.